Welcome to Syndicated News, and tonight we're going to have a virtual walk through an art gallery. We're going to be looking at the paintings of Miss Laurie Ann Fitzgerald. Her artwork is quite interesting in that she paints in a variety of medium. We have 30 pieces and a few more that she's going to add at the end, so we're going to go right through them. It's mostly old world style art. She's been creating art in the form of paintings since she was 10 years of age. We present Laurie Ann Fitzgerald. Laurie, are you with us?
I sure am. Hello.
Her website can be found at www.lorianart.com, and along the way you'll come across her email and her phone number. Let's start right away. Number one, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Tell us about that painting.
It is a pen and ink done in 1989. It has been autographed by Stevie Ray Vaughan before his untimely death and autographed by his brother Jimmy Vaughan only last year, 20 years after Stevie Ray Vaughan autographed it. It was autographed in 2009 by his brother down at Antone's in Austin. It is framed at 32 inches by 35 inches.
And number two, you've got Stevie Ray Vaughan again?
Yes, Stevie Ray Vaughan, a pen and ink that is not signed by anyone, that is framed at 25.5 inches by 30 inches. It was done back in 1992.
Okay, number three, Robert Plant.
Robert Plant is a mixed media, done in watercolors with chalk pastels and colored charcoals and colored pencils. It is autographed by Robert Plant, and it is framed at 34 inches by 38 inches.
And we've got number four is Greg Allman and Dwayne Allman.
It's a black and white watercolor of the Allman brothers. It is autographed by Dickie Betts and by Greg Allman in New York City back in 1989, and it is framed at 33 inches by 45.5 inches.
And number five, Greg Allman.
Greg Allman is airbrushed in full color with automotive paint on a steel panel. It was done in 2009, and it was autographed during the Allman Brothers' 40th anniversary tour. It was signed in Dallas on October 16th of 2009, framed at 29.5 inches by 35 inches.
And painting number six, you've got the Beatles.
Yes, a pencil of the Beatles, done back in 1988, and then it was signed in 1992 during Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band's tour in Dallas, and it is framed at 27.5 inches by 33 inches.
And number seven, you have Ringo Starr himself.
Yes, a single portrait of Ringo Starr done in pencil, autographed at the same time as the Beatles in 1992, framed at 24.5 inches by 28.5 inches.
And number eight, we have David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth pastel, done way back in 1984, autographed in Dallas at the Reunion Arena during a Van Halen tour, framed at 28 inches by 34 inches.
And number nine, you have Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison is a five portrait composite in a keyhole shape, the skeleton keyhole shape, done in a black and white mixed media of chalk pastels and charcoal. It was done in 1989 and framed at 26 inches by 41 inches.
And Dr. John?
Dr. John was only done last year, 2009, back in January. When he came to the House of Blues, it was autographed the following morning at the Adolphus Hotel by Dr. John, and it is framed at 23 inches by 34 inches.
Now, number 11 is B.B. King.
B.B. King charcoal, done back in 1988 when he played at the Fast and Cool Club in Dallas. It was autographed by B.B. King on December 3rd of 1988 and is framed at 26 inches by 25.25 inches.
And you have Harvey Korman and Tim Conway.
a pencil portrait of Harvey Korman and Tim Conway done in 2008, taken to their show in Santa Rosa, California, and autographed by both comedians, and is framed at 27.5 inches by 33 inches.
And 13, again, you have B.B. King.
B.B. King is a pencil. It is done in high detail. I did it in charcoal as well and gave that as a gift to B.B. King. And this pencil was signed by his nephew and horn player, Walter Riley King, at the Fillmore West in San Francisco on August 8th of 2004. It is framed at 28 inches by 32.5 inches.
And number 14 is also B.B. King.
A fluorescent temper painting of B.B. King done in 1994. It was autographed on September 18th of 1994 in Dallas, Texas, and is framed at 25.25 inches by 32.75 inches.
And 15, you've got Buddy Guy.
An oil painting done on canvas from my own private photograph of Buddy Guy at a blues festival, and then later signed when he was in downtown Fort Worth in 1995. And it is framed at 25.5 inches by 31.5 inches.
16, you've got Willie Nelson.
A beautiful watercolor of Willie Nelson, autographed at the Fillmore West in San Francisco in February of 2003. It was painted back in 1999, and it is framed at 29 inches by 36 inches.
And number 17, you've got U2.
U2 mixed media portrait of all five members of the band, done in chalk pastel, colored charcoal, and colored pencil, and then autographed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1987, prior to my completing the piece, and it was completed on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day of 1988, and it is framed at 33 inches by 43 inches.
Number 18, Charlie Muscle White.
Charlie Muscle White, the great blues harmonica player, is done in pencil and autographed in downtown San Francisco at a nightclub back in 2007, and it is framed at 28.5 inches by 26 inches.
Number 19, Greg Allman.
A mixed media of watercolors, chalk pastels, colored charcoal, and colored pencil. Autographed once back in 1992 and again in October of 2009, he re-signed it due to the original autograph fading, and it is framed at 33.5 inches by 36.25 inches.
And 20, we've got Jim Morrison.
A charcoal of Jim Morrison done way back in 1992 that is framed at 23.25 inches by 29 inches.
And again, a Jim Morrison composite.
Yes, the identical composition to the mixed media, larger keyhole. It is a pen and ink rendering of five portraits of Jim Morrison in a skeleton keyhole dated in 1992. And it is framed at 23.5 by 29.75 inches.
And 22, you have Jimmy Vaughn.
A charcoal of Jimmy Vaughn, autographed at Antone's on August 1st by Jimmy Vaughn and by Tommy Shannon of Double Trouble and Luann Barton and Pine Top Perkins and Sugar Bear, the MC at Antone's. All of those signatures are on this charcoal along with Jimmy's autograph, framed at 27.25 inches by 35.25 inches.
And 23, you've got Stevie Ray Vaughan.
A charcoal portrait of Stevie Ray Vaughan that has the autograph of Jimmy Vaughan on it that he signed in October of 2009, and it measures framed at 27.25 by 33.5 inches.
And number 24 is Willie Big Eyes Smith.
Yes, Willie, the blues artist from Chicago that played in Muddy Waters' band, is my first self-portrait along with my brother, with Willie, autographed by Willie Smith in Dallas, Texas in 2010 at 29.5 by 26 inches framed.
And 25, you have Carolyn Wonderland.
Yes, a powerful blues artist, contemporary blues artist, powerful today, a watercolor of Carolyn, autographed at Antone's by Carolyn, her drummer, her keyboard player, Pine Top Perkins, and Sugar Bear at Antone's, measures 23.75 by 30 inches.
And number 26, you have Bobby Bluebland.
An oil painting of Bobby Bluebland on a steel panel, autographed by James Cotton and Pine Top Perkins at Antone's in Austin in 2009, and it is framed at 29.5 by 35.25 inches.
And 27 would be Pine Top Perkins.
A smaller pencil portrait measuring 15.75 by 18.25 inches of Pine Top Perkins, autographed at the Rancho Nicasio in Nicasio, California in 2008.
And George Thorogood?
A George Thorogood pastel portrait was done back in 1995 and autographed at Dallas, Texas's West End by George Thorogood. And then another autograph was contributed in 2010, this year, by Jim Suler, George Thorogood's lead guitarist, and it is framed at 23.25 by 30.5 inches.
And Jerry Lewis.
A very large, beautiful pencil measuring 27.5 by 37.5 inches framed portrait in pencil, autographed in Scottsdale, Arizona, back in 1986.
And last but not least on the list anyway, Jeff Beck.
The English guitarist great, a mixed media of colored ink, chalk pastel, and colored charcoals, autographed in Dallas, Texas before the Stevie Ray Vaughan Jeff Beck concert in Dallas at the Convention Center, and it is framed at 34 by 37.25 inches.
Now, Lori, you had mentioned to us before we began reading your list that you had other artwork that's not on the list. You want to tell us about that?
I have other artwork not on the list that is part of the autographed celebrity portraits of musicians, where a restaurant owns many and a doctor owns several and a musician and different relatives. So I own 30 originals out of about 41 of this in this collection.
And are there any more that you want to add to this list that simply don't appear here, but that you could give us the names or of who the portraits were from? Any other artwork that's not listed here that you want to mention?
Not in the list, just the current one that I'm working on.
You want to tell us about that? Tell us about that one.
It's a very exciting one for me because I am planning on meeting up with 5 Chicago blues, original blues artists on July 27th at Antone's. We've got Hubert Sumlin of Howlin' Wolf Band. We've got Pine Top Perkins and Willie Big Eye Smith of Muddy Waters Band. We've got James Cotton, the great harmonica player out of Chicago who founded the San Francisco Blues Festival. And we've got Bob Stroger, who just won Bass Player of the Year Award by the Blues Society in Memphis. All 5 I am painting in black and white watercolor. The only other black and white watercolor I ever did was of the Allman Brothers back in over 20 years ago. And I'm currently working on black and white watercolor of the 5 great Chicago bluesmen, and I hope to get all 5 of their signatures on it Tuesday, July 27th.
So remember, if anyone wants to look at her artwork, there's a gallery of her paintings. It's a carousel of paintings of Lori's art, and her website again is www.lori.annart.com. Her phone number is 817 323 5166. Lorianne, I can't thank you enough for joining us on Syndicated News this evening.
Thank you very much for having me as a guest.
Have a good night, then. That's a wrap.
Thank you. Good night.
Okay.